Good evening, everyone. You are currently listening to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. It's 7 o'clock on Wednesday, April 2nd. I am DJ Daze, and this is my show, The Daisy Chain. Thanks for tuning in. I usually am not at this time slot, but as you just heard, we had WRUV exposure. That switched some things around, so now I'm playing for you here. I usually have a show between 5 to 6 p.m., so if you enjoy what I play right now, please tune in next week. I play Wednesdays. The genre that I play is within the shoegaze and dream pop realm. It's a pretty big umbrella, but I try to take you into sort of the different niches within that. So today we're kind of going to go all over the place, but it's going to be mostly modern music, with the exception of, I think, just one band that I had a particular urge to talk about today, so I hope you will put up with that. I promise I'll make it interesting. To start off, we're going to listen to Scenic by Ocean, and then when we come back, I'll tell you a little story. Stay tuned, and thanks for listening.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I am DJ Daze, and this is The Daisy Chain. Thanks for tuning in. We just listened to Thursday by Asubi Sexo. Before that was Flew by Dog Silent off their album Flying Fish. Before that we heard Shared Dreams by You'll Never Get to Heaven, one of my favorite bands right now. And we started off our show with Scenic by Ocean. Up next, we are going to go back in time a little bit, and I'm going to tell you about another one of my favorite bands, Panchico. So, Panchico formed in the late 90s. They're a British band, and they put out their first album, again, in the late 90s, as a demo. It was called Death Metal. They released only about 30 physical copies of the CD just to give to friends and family, as well as music labels, and they got the song circulating, but it didn't receive nearly as much attention as they had hoped, so they decided to disband in the year 2001. Fast forward to 2016, a person is out record shopping at a local charity, sort of a thrift store. They find the CD, and they're really attracted to both the cover, because it's quite interesting, as well as the name, Death Metal. And they played it because they assumed that it would sound like metal, as the name suggests. But actually what they found was that it sort of sounded more airy and ethereal and softer, sort of leaning into that shoegaze sound that I had talked about earlier. They were so fascinated by this that they posted it online because they couldn't find out where the band was, who sung the songs. So they posted it online and said, please help me find this band. And also, if it's possible, please help me fix these songs because the CD was so old that the quality had really diminished. So the internet sleuths did what they do best, and they found the lead singer. They found the lead singer 4 years after, so it took 4 years of digging, but eventually they did do it. So someone reached out to the lead singer of the band on Facebook, and the singer, as I'm sure anyone would, was incredibly surprised because it had been 15 years since the band had disbanded, and someone was just reaching out to them saying, hey, I love your music. What's going on with you? So, after some conversations, the singer decided to get the band back together. So they all got back together again, remastered the demo, and continued to put out more music, actually. And the audience, the public, was so enamored both with the music but also with the incredible story that they started to actually gain a lot of popularity on more of these subculture spaces like Reddit, and places on Instagram, social media.